Golden, a.k.a. Bose Nerdly, on 77 WABC, the crown jewel of American radio.
Welcome, my friends. We are here for another hour. We'd love for you to join us on the telephones if you'd like, please. WABC Talk Radio 77, the crown jewel of American radio. You can reach us here. 848-WABC, 800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. There is so much in the news, as you just heard our good friend Ray Raimondi say on our 72nd news update, while it's 77 degrees outside here in beautiful New York, that Joe Biden's Air Force One, the Air Force One carrying President Joe Biden, is now off the ground, headed back to Washington. He did address the General Assembly at the UN, which is walking distance from our studios. Well, walking distance back in the day. I wouldn't do that walk right. Well, maybe I'd try. Walking distance, and it's usually a mess. Traffic is a mess during what I fondly call UN Day. President Biden at the UN today called for unity in addressing the pandemic and climate change. Unity. Yeah, we heard that unity word from Joe Biden before. And shortly after the claims that he was going to be the unification president, the unifier, Mr. Unity, he went on a nonstop partisan tear, which he has not relented from. So anytime I hear Joe Biden call for unity, the first, please, unity. Joe Biden doesn't want unity. Democrats in this country do not want to be united with Republicans. They're very clear. They consider anything that opposes their progressive agenda to be a problem. And that extends to even members of their own party, by the way. There are numerous stories about the reconciliation attempts that are going. Look, the Democrats have now 10 or 9 legislative days left in September to try to get through this massive spending bill. I was talking with one of my D.C. insider sources today. And they say that I've always said this bill that they have publicly touted as $3.5 trillion is actually going to be more than $4 trillion. My inside D.C. source today said, no, try closer to $5 trillion. And he said the problem, and this is what he told me, the problem with these bills is we focus on the number and not what's in the bills. And so over the next few weeks, the reason I had the call with him was to try to line up some experts so that this audience at least can understand what is in not only this bill, but in some of the other legislation that will affect our lives. And we are well on our way to making that happen. We will have some expert voices for you that can tell us, for you and for me, exactly what is in the bills, what is in here, and all this massive spending that the Democrats want to do. But there are numerous articles today. Let me just give you the headline of one that was in the New York Times. It's all or nothing for these Democrats, even if that means Biden fails. Here's one from the Washington Post. It's an opinion piece by Greg Sargent. Biden's agenda is in trouble, and it's absolutely clear who to blame. They're not blaming Republicans. They're blaming fellow Democrats who are not going to go along with the progressives. And this is an important aspect of all of this because, you see, the mainstream, so-called mainstream media, used to be considered center-left. And they are not center-left. They are radical left, and they are supporting the radical progressives in the Democrat Party with all of this massive spending that they're going to try to push through onto America and shove it down America's throat over the next 9 to 10 days, if at all possible. And they are really angry at Democrats that they see who want to stand in the way of this, the moderate Democrats. There's another issue that has come to the forefront, and we've talked about it the past few days. We've been fortunate to have Todd Bensman with us at the border. He with the Center for Immigration Studies, and he has been incredibly knowledgeable. And if you did not hear those interviews, I urge you to go to check out our podcast of this program and listen to them, because Todd Bensman of the Center for Immigration Studies, who's down in, and he's been on both sides of the border, Mexico and what I just heard Mayor Rudy call Biden Town, underneath the bridge there. And the conditions are, in some cases, horrific. They do have facilities. There are a lot of potta-potties down there. But aside from the unbelievable stench, and this is what Todd told us, at least they have that. What a picture. It is a picture. Now, I will always remember Rush Limbaugh talking about how pictures can change policy. He pointed out that it was the New York Times cover of events happening in Somalia that pulled our nation into Somalia. And, of course, those events led to Black Hawk Down. And those events had a role to play in the terrorist attack of 9/11. Because it was after Black Hawk Down that bin Laden determined that the United States really did not have the political will to follow through and take out the enemy. And that was part of the thinking that led to the terrorist attacks. But it all started with a picture of what was going on in Somalia. Those of you who are old enough might recall that we had a horrible situation in Somalia of mass starvation. And the New York Times did a feature, and the cover spread like this was pre-internet. But this was the closest thing that you can get to viral, because this cover was everywhere. It was of a child, an infant, being held by someone in Somalia, and the flies were buzzing around this infant's head, and it was really gut-wrenching. It was a gut-wrenching picture. And that kind of galvanized the discussion on Somalia. And from there, the United States got involved, which led to the other events we talked about. Well, there's another picture that is having a profound impact. It is a picture that was taken, video footage, Monday, that showed officers on Border Patrol chasing down and seeking to push Haitians camped at Del Rio, Texas, back across the border. Now, a highly irresponsible, angry African-American hostess on a little-watched cable news program lied about the picture. She said this picture, that the border agents had whips. And these pictures, by the way, you know, it's interesting to me when I looked at these pictures, because I thought, wow, this picture looks like a scene I've seen in a movie. It evoked an image of black men being chased down by slave catchers. And people that have seen those kind of programs and have seen that image, it had to evoke, I'm sure it evoked the same kind of imagery. But our Border Patrol agents do not carry whips, and they were not whipping people, contrary to the lie that was being told. But still, the pictures are troubling, because they evoke images in our own minds And we have had reaction to that image of our Border Patrol agents on horseback chasing down these immigrants who are seeking asylum into the United States under an asylum program, by the way, that is badly broken and has been badly broken, that President Trump tried to address, that Republicans and Democrats over the decades have not addressed. The image is so profound and so widespread that Alejandro Mayorkas, the our secretary over at the Department of Homeland Security, weighed in. He said he was horrified to see the images. We look forward to learning the facts that are produced from the investigation. Yes, there is an investigation now about these images. And we will take actions that those facts compel. We do not tolerate any mistreatment or abuse of a migrant, period. Now, in the picture, they did not show a migrant being abused. They showed a migrant being chased. I mean, if this migrant were being chased in a car, I guarantee you, nobody would be talking about it today. But it was the image of a Border Patrol agent on horseback chasing down this person that has now demanded an investigation by our own government. This image is so disturbing. So disturbing. That even our vice president has come out of hiding. Vice President Kamala Harris said that what she saw depicted, those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were, was horrible. The way they were, I mean, they are trying to run them. They're chasing people that are here illegally. And I don't know what she means by treating them the way that they are. They were chasing them. But it is an image that evokes other things in the mind. Okay? So, Vice President Harris said, I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into what's going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way, and I'm deeply troubled by it. Well, number one, Kamala, let us remember that both you and Joe Biden have this in common. Your ancestors treated human beings worse than this as a matter of making a livelihood. Both you and Joe Biden have that in common, your ancestors. And certainly, the human beings that were owned by your ancestors, Kamala, and by Joe Biden's ancestors were treated a lot worse. This just shows an agent trying to capture somebody. He's on a horse, and there are two black young men in the photo that's been widespread, Haitians assumed, are trying to evade capture. I'm not trying to make light of it. It is a distressing image if you don't stop and try to understand what is the context of this image that I'm seeing. And again, I'm not making light of it. This is something that I understand that people would be upset about, but our border agents are trying to do their job with very little support from this administration. Kamala Harris, you were put in charge of immigration. Where have you been until now? Why is this the first time you're talking about what's going on in Del Rio, Texas, Kamala Harris? Why haven't you been there? Why haven't you done what Todd Bensman of the Center for Immigration Studies did and go to the border and talk to the people there and find out their stories. Why is it that now you, Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States, come out of hiding to tell us that a picture is bad and to imply that, our agents did something wrong? Human beings should never be treated that way. I'm deeply troubled. What was our agent doing that has you so deeply troubled, Kamala Harris? What did our border agent do that you consider to be mistreatment? Did he hurt the individual? We don't know that the individual was hurt or not. We know nothing except we see a picture, a snapshot of a moment. And we don't know the backstory or the front story, but yet we have these judgments being made against our own Border Patrol agents who are risking their lives to try to compensate for the fact that you, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden have done a miserable job with our national security at our borders. It is you, Ms. Harris, that should be investigated. It is Joe Biden's policies on the border that should be investigated. And you shouldn't assert that our Border Patrol agents are doing anything wrong unless you have proof that they abused somebody. You don't make judgments before the investigation. You do the investigation first. WABC, Talk Radio 77, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly. We are going to take your calls today, and we're going to talk about a lot more than this horrible circumstance at our southern borders, which have been unprotected since Joe Biden took office by policy of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Back in a moment.
Bo knows politics. And so much more. A true connection to real New York on 77 WABC.
Oh, yes. One of my favorite songs of all time. Earth, the Wind, and Fire. September on WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. Now, you know what? This evokes a WABC memory for me, a music radio WABC memory. I remember going into Studio 8A. BDI was on the air. That would be Big Dan Ingram. And this song was going off. And Dan Ingram said, "Can you imagine making a record that's a million seller that's just about ba-di-ya-di-ya-di-ya, ba-di-ya-di-ya. And I always remember that. I thought it was pretty funny at the time. Anyway, we were just talking about this picture that has caused so much distress around the country, and there is more to the story. And we have a special person to bring it to us. Rich, hit it.
It's time for Radio Royalty with James Golden. And America's princess of policy, Princess Di.
And thank you for being available on such short notice, Diana. You said that there's more to this story than I reported. What is the other part of it?
Well, I was listening to you explain how Mayorkas, the DHS chief, Department of Homeland Security chief, is shocked at this image and he's going to investigate. But that is different than what he said yesterday, which so I was really surprised. He said yesterday that here's the report from the New York Post. Mayorkas and Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz told reporters in Del Rio on Monday they saw nothing obviously wrong with how the agents acted based on initial viewings of the images and footage. Mayorkas explained that agents use long reins, not whips, to control their horses. So yesterday, they had seen the same images that we've seen, and they were defending these agents. Today, as the outrage has grown from the images, then all of a sudden he has changed his tune, which tells me this is a complete political investigation he's beginning. And it's interesting. Now, I didn't see video. I just saw the same shocking still shot that everyone else has seen. And it just reminds me what you can do sometimes with a still shot. If you remember the still shot of Larry Elder, when he was actually hugging a supporter, they clipped it and stopped it. So he was moving his arm to hug her. And it looked like he was slapping her because they stopped it. Now, there is no innocent explanation for that. That was obviously deliberate to make Larry Elder look like he was provoking some sort of violence, because that was what the headline was. The violence was on his detractors. But it made it look like, and people often just look at the headlines and the images and they don't read the story. And that's what that was deliberately done to make Larry Elder look violent. And if you recall, I'm going to give you another name, Nick Sandman. He was
OMG. Yes, this is the kid that just stood calmly while he was being harassed by a Native American who was banging a drum in his face and pretty much calling him names.
Yes. And that image of him went around the world, and people on both sides of the aisle, based on what they called a smirk, which he was just smiling, he was just standing there, and it turns out innocently, but the desire to have him slapped, to have him kicked out of his school, I mean, the vitriol that was piled upon this kid based on this still shot. So I know that the left and all of the media deliberately manipulates oftentimes a still shot. So I am just going to hold off on what the conclusion should be. I agree. It's a very distressing image, but I also know how those images are used. And a powerful image like that can be a gotcha.
Well, you know, Diana, it is a distressing image because of what is only in our minds from what we have seen of images on TV and in fiction. None of us have seen this live. In other words, we haven't seen human beings chased down by a man on a horse. And you have the contrast, of course, white man chasing down black. Well, what does that evoke? Right. It evokes in our minds, oh goodness, this is something out of the slavery days. It must be.
Well,
but
it's a powerful image.
Right.
And you know what? It replaced another powerful image that they hated on the left, which was the crowds gathering up to 10, 12,000
15,000
bridge.
15,000.
Yes, that was an image that was hurting the Biden camp and the left. So they have found another image to change the subject, and it's very effective. And if you look at how propaganda often works, this is very skillfully done. I think this is very skillful. They were looking for something to flip the table and make it a negative toward people who want to enforce our borders and our sovereignty.
Right. And for Kamala Harris to say that these immigrants were abused, she is attacking our Border Patrol agent. She is basically saying that whoever this man is on this horse is doing something wrong, other than doing his job. And we don't have a clue what's really going on there, except that
we do know that she was not helping, that she didn't do anything to stop those crowds growing. So it's very convenient of her to flip on the outrage now when she didn't do anything to fix the situation beforehand.
Yeah, I wonder if we have any images from the Harris family photos of how slaves were really treated. Or the Biden family photos back when both of them have in common that their ancestors owned the slaves. Maybe there are pictures in the family scrapbook somewhere.
Maybe. That's awesome.
Maybe they have some pictures somewhere about how their folks treated the slaves that they owned.
Yeah, anyway. Maybe that's the reason they saw whips, because that's in their own family history.
Goodness. Diana, thank you. And thank you again for on such short notice, coming in with such great analysis. Really appreciate
it. Anytime, James.
WABC Talk Radio 77, James Golden, a.k.a. Snurdly, back. We're going to take your calls, and then we're going to talk more politics and more life right after this. Don't go away.
Now, here's the soul of excellence, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snurdly, on 77 WABC.
WABC Talk Radio 77, New York City. Crown jewel of American radio. Stevie brings us back in higher ground, and that's what we need to find, folks, some higher ground. You know, we have to get to a better place. We have to get to a better place in this country. Look, I, and I'm sure you do too, we do not want to see any human beings mistreated. And that was not what we do not know whether these two Haitians in the picture were mistreated, or these two individuals. We don't even know for a fact whether they're Haitian. We certainly don't know whether our border agent was acting in a manner inconsistent with doing his duties. In fact, Diana just told us that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas actually reviewed the tape, and yesterday they were saying, no, he didn't do anything wrong. But then you had this angry woman on a little watched cable channel who claimed that the agents had whips and were whipping pretty much that this was a whip. And so the impression given to people, and this is highly irresponsible and inflammatory. And if that little watched cable station had any honest management, they would bring this little angry woman in and tell her to stick with the facts and not to make these sort of horrendous, slanderous accusations against American agents who are doing their jobs to try to protect our borders. He did not have a whip, and he was not whipping these black men on and from his position on a horse. This is horrible to say, to suggest this, to put this lie out to America. It is irresponsible. It is highly irresponsible. It is inflammatory. It is divisive. It is corrosive to American goodwill, not just here, but around the world. And I don't know, it's so irresponsible, I cannot begin to tell you. Joe Biden, again, at the UN today, and Rich, we're going to go to calls, but Rich, you walked by where Biden was staying, right?
Absolutely, last night on my way home. Walked right past the hotel. And it was interesting. There was a bunch of big, giant sanitation dump trucks lined up outside the street, the hotel there on Lexington Avenue.
That was the Intercontinental, right?
I believe it's the Intercontinental. Since the Waldorf is getting a facelift here, I believe he was staying at the Intercontinental. What I believe is, as I walked past last night, all of these trucks lined up on Lexington Avenue between halfway down to 47th Street and halfway up to 49th Street, just all blocking the way for safety's sake, I guess.
Yeah, for safety's sake. Well, Joe Biden's calling for unity, and he also promised today that there would be relentless diplomacy. That's going to be our style. We don't want a cold war with China. Well, Joe, the problem is not that we don't want a cold war with China. It's that China has wanted a cold war with us. And they've been doing everything until Donald Trump took them on. They were getting their way, walking all over us. And by the way, Joe, at the UN, instead of just kissing China's butt, maybe what you should have used your appearance for was to demand in front of the world leaders that China be held accountable for a pandemic that is now in its second year of crushing world economies, for hundreds of thousands of deaths around the world, and that China be at least be made to tell the world what really happened truthfully instead of just lying about it. Maybe that's how you could have used some of your time at the UN instead of claiming that we're going to get nothing but endless diplomacy. Telephones, Rich, where should we start?
All right, James, let's start with John in Bergen County.
Bergen County. Hello, John. Welcome to WABC Talk Radio 77 with James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I just wanted to point out that we've morphed from identity politics to vilification politics. The Democrats have realized if they can vilify the Republicans enough and make them repulsive enough, then whatever solution they offer as an alternative will look good no matter how radical. It's their only tool right now. They vilify racists, sexists, collusionists. They throw everything they can at you. This picture is basically a listening slave master, and that's what they're attaching to the Border Patrol. They're vilifying them in the most repulsive way. So their alternative will seem somewhat palatable. I'd love to hear what you think about that. Pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, and I'm glad that you called. And I couldn't have put it better. It is now the politics of vilification. And you, my friend, have framed this excellently. With no facts, our vice president has labeled our Border Patrol agent as abusing a human being. With outright lies, a media figure on a Little Watch cable network has put before the world that American border agents have whips and are whipping black people. This is totally vilification. And you are absolutely right about that. And I like the way that you framed it very much. And it's distressing that this is how low that these people are willing to stoop. Where are we going next?
Next, let's say hi to Christine right here in New York City.
Hello, Christine. Welcome to WABC Talk Radio 77.
Hi, Mr. Golden. Thank you for letting me speak. I love Haitian people. I worked with them up at Harlem Hospital. And I remember when they had that horrendous earthquake a few years ago, that the world rallied and sent billions of dollars to help restore Haiti, and it went into the pockets of Clinton. And, you know, when I see this terrible poverty and dire straits that they're in now, what the hell did Clinton do with the money? I remember him sleazing around in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky and a cigar. How low can you go? So we're seeing how low certain Democrats can go now by this horrendous propaganda they're putting out, which is something out of the Middle Ages.
Christine, brilliant, and thank you for the call. You're absolutely right on all counts. I can't add to it. Next up.
Next up is Paul in the Bronx.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to WABC Talk Radio 77. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurley, with you.
Hi, James. As a heterosexual Christian American white male, I want to thank folks like you, Larry Elder, Candace Owens, for getting the truth out there. And I'm waiting patiently for you to have James O'Keefe of Project Veritas on your show because his headquarters was flooded and he needs donations at projectveritas.com.
Okay, and thank you for that very much. James O'Keefe is a very good friend of mine. In fact, I was talking about that this weekend. We will reach out to James and have him on as soon as possible. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Time to take a little break. We're going to come back with rapid phones, more of your telephone calls. I may try to slip in one or two more news stories because there's so much going on out here. WABC Talk Radio 77. We are coming right back.
Entertaining and informative. James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, is on the air. 77 WABC.
OMG. For real, Rich?
How do you like that?
For real?
Betcha.
The stylistics.
That's right.
You are everything, and everything is you. Russell Tompkins Jr., lead singer. Tom Bell. The genius Tom Bell. I don't know whether this is one that he wrote with Linda Creed, but this was one in a string of Tom Bell hits that just became so famous. Time for rapid phones on WABC. Yes, so where should we start, Rich?
James, we have to start with the clip of the day.
This is the James Golden clip of the day.
Crude oil is $70 a barrel. I mean, give me a break. Do you think this is going to go down? Do you think the Saudis, the Russians are going to accept less than $70 a barrel? It's not going to happen. I don't see prices going down in the near future. And inflation is here to stay. So the question is, what is the next step?
That is our very own John Castamatidis, who was on with Stu Varney. And John has it exactly right. Inflation is, and boy, the Democrats are not talking about that. John's show, Catch at Night, comes on next. Great appearance by John. And even more importantly, right to the point of what should be one of the biggest stories on the screen of mainstream media, but you don't see it at all. Now, rapid fire. And where are we going, Rich?
Let us start now with John in the Bronx.
John, you have a few seconds to make your point. Hit it.
Hey, Mr. Golden, thank you very much for letting me speak. A couple of things. One is the high gas prices have nothing to do with this administration. Neither does inflation. Two is Haitian Americans should never vote for Trump again because he tried to end their protected status after the earthquake. He wanted to throw 60,000 people out of this country. They should never vote for him. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your call. I'm going to respond to that. I don't know if you know this or not, but from the day that Joe Biden came in, his policies have driven energy costs through the roof. That's where we are now. Haitians should continue to vote for Donald Trump because Donald Trump has their best interest at heart. And certainly the Democrats have proven they do not. All you have to do is look into the 15,000 people gathered in Del Rio, Texas to prove it. Where are we going next?
Next to Olina in Teaneck.
Hello, Olina. Beautiful name. Teaneck, New Jersey.
Oh,
what's on your mind,
you.
Olina? Yes, beautiful.
Golden, this is my first time I listen to your show. I am thoroughly enjoying it. It's very intelligent, and you are as well.
Thank you. I'm articulate, too, and
You're
clean.
Welcome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures. Pictures, comments, voices. Nowadays, they're all there to elicit anger in people.
Yes.
And anger elicits responses from people who are not emotionally intelligent.
Ooh.
So we're having a mess.
Ooh.
A mess, a social mess, an individual mess. And maybe it's starting from the White House down.
Maybe. Olina, you are just wonderful. Call me back, darling. Love you. Next up.
Let's say hi to our friend Carol in New Jersey.
Hello, Carol. Welcome to the program. Hi.
Okay. First of all, I wanted to say you play fantastic music. I love to hear the music that you play.
Thank you.
Oh, it's fantastic. The Border Patrol is not hurting anybody. They're not injuring anybody. They're trying to help the people there. I mean, it's ridiculous for somebody to even say something like that. And Diana was correct. Diana was correct.
Diana is always correct. That's why she gets to be the princess. Carol, you are just so wonderful, and thank you. And you are very wise, and everything you said, right on. And where are we going next, Rich?
James, let's say hi to Kevin in Connecticut.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly on WABC. Turn on the radio, and yes, hey, Kevin.
James, I just wanted to tell you, several weeks ago, there was a lady that was almost driven to tears on your program. She seemed to be very upset at all that was going on with the administration in the U.S. And you handled it so well. You calmed her down. I appreciate it. I'm sure your listeners did, too.
Well, you're one of my listeners, and thank you. And you're a valued listener, and every one of my listeners are. And thank you. I have the best callers in radio, and I thank all of you, and I appreciate it so much. Where are we going next, Rich?
James, let's say hi to Carl in his car.
Hello, Carl, in your car.
Hey, James. I wanted to draw a comparison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A comparison, since we're into pictures and photographs, with Trump welcoming home the bodies of the Korean soldiers from that war, putting an end to the war, helping the families bury their fathers, their uncles, their great uncles from that conflict, and Biden welcoming the Afghan bodies home in a conflict that he created.
Carl, you are brilliant. Well said and quickly said, and to the point, you are awesome. Thank you. Where next, Rich?
James, we have time for a couple more. Let's talk to Steve in Staten Island.
Staten Island, Steve, welcome. What is on your mind?
Hi, James Golden, it's Pete. I just want to tell you what a wonderful job you're doing. I'm sure Russ is looking down and saying, wow, you know, that's all I want.
Oh, man. Thank you. You just made me smile, blush, and cry at the same time. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Thank you. Where are we going next?
James, let us go to Max in Fort Washington.
Fort Washington. Oh, man. Oh, Fort Washington, so beautiful. What's up, Max?
Hey, James. I remember you from, I followed you from James and Joe. You remember that?
Of course I remember it.
Of course. You were the best then. You're the best now. I just wanted to say, why haven't we talked about the Gold Star families? I understand why the Democrats want to not talk about them, like they don't want to talk about Afghanistan, but why do we always have to follow their narrative? Why do
we don't
these people? Why? Yeah, but we don't parade them across the screen like they did for 4 years against Trump.
Because we don't believe in exploiting people that are mourning and in tragedy. But we should talk about them, even if the families don't want to come forward because they're grieving. And thank you for bringing that up, Max. That is a brilliant point. Thank you. We have time for one more, I think. Where are we going?
Sure. Let's go with Steve in Middletown.
Steve, Middletown, how are you?
I'm great, James. Thanks for taking the call. I just wanted to say, you know, the vice president is distressed about the images coming from the border. Well, I'm distressed about the images of 13 flag-draped coffins coming home. Neither one of these things had to happen, and both of them are on this administration.
I love it. And you are so right and so to the point and so correct. James Golden with you here. It has been a pleasure today. We didn't get to a lot of the political news. It could wait. And it will wait until tomorrow. I'm going to get to this internal fight in the Democrat Party. We are going to get more in depth with what's going on with global warming, too, and the fact that Democrats now want your pet to have an insect-based diet. But meanwhile, tomorrow's the end of summer, and we'll be here to celebrate another summer and the start of another fall on WABC Talk Radio 77, the crown jewel of American radio in this, the greatest city in the world, in the greatest country, America, that humanity has ever witnessed. God bless and protect you and yours. See you tomorrow. Bye.